Today we enter into the greatest liturgy of the entire year. Because all of the Holy Triduum, beginning with tonight, the Mass of the Lord's Supper, in through tomorrow in the Passion Liturgy, where we remember in that most beautiful way, that most beautiful sacrifice of our Lord, all the way extending into the Easter Vigil, all of that is one action. It's us living and experiencing that which Christ did for us, made present to us once again. And today, at this very first moment of this whole Paschal mystery, we focus on three things in particular. First, the institution of the most blessed Holy Eucharist. Second, the institution of the Holy Priesthood. And then third, our Lord's call, His command to charity. Now, this year more than any other, I pray that we experience this Mass with a burning longing and desire for our Lord in the Eucharist. You see, I've mentioned a few times now that God is not geographically bound. And that's true. He can be present to us wherever we are and whatever state we're in. Even when we feel like we are very distant from Him, He can still be very present to us. But He loves us so much that just spiritual, it's not enough. He knows us to the core, and so knowing that we are spiritual and physical beings, soul and body, He chose to be geographically present too. Right? He's not geographically bound, but in His inestimable love, He's geographically present. And so I pray that during this whole time that we are not able to receive Him physically, that we're not able to gather together physically, even though we trust in the fact that He can draw us deeper into His sacred heart during this time, I pray that we yearn for that for which there's no substitute, which is to be with Him spiritually and physically. Today, we ponder that great mystery of a love so great that it wants to be present in person. But we let that reverberate in our lives too. Because God didn't just come to love us. He didn't just come to make us His beloved. No, He wants to make us those who then love. Not just passively receive His love, but actively give that love. First of all, to Him. Tonight, of all nights in the year, tonight, that night that we relive with the Lord His betrayal, tonight, that night that we relive with Him when His disciples fled, we are able to say to Him, Lord, I love You. You love me so much that You come to me in the form of bread and wine to be my very food. That very thing that sustains my life physically and spiritually. You love me that much. I want to love You with all that's in me. But then, the next thing that we do, that second movement of us not just receiving God's love, but then giving it, is to love one another as He loved us. And during this time, we're able to do that in a way unlike any other. Because His love is made manifest in the fact that He becomes present. That He wanted to be present to us. Not just in some vague spiritual sense, and I don't want to discount that, right? He's been present to every beating heart that He's ever created. But He wanted to be present in a very special way in the most blessed sacrament. How present are we to one another? Right now, we're going crazy. Right? We're all cooped up together. And even though initially we might have thought like, oh yeah, well, you know, this is going to be nice. We'll get to do some projects around the house, or we'll get to finally spend a little bit more time together. We've now realized that that's actually tough. It's very difficult to juggle work and at home school, and worries and hobbies and not being able to see people outside of our families as much. But tonight, our Lord calls us to recollect ourselves, to realize He loves me enough to be present to me. I want to love him enough to be present to him in my prayer, and then let that change me so that I can be present to the people around me, to be present in a new way to my family, to love that family with that very love of Christ. I get it. We get on each other's nerves. It happens. But tonight, we leave all that here. We say, Lord, these are my frustrations. These are my pains. These are my anxieties, my worries. I give those to you so that instead what I can give to my family is not all of that, but my love, my presence, my ability to look them in the eye and care for them. About all the dumb little details in their lives that you care about, I want to care about those too. So today we celebrate our Lord's presence among us. Of course he's present with us spiritually, wherever we may be. But we think about specifically the fact that he went that extra step to be present with us physically. And we beg him for the grace to be present to each other with that same kind of tender love. Secondly, today, we reflect on the holy priesthood. The fact that he's made us all by being baptized into his body, all of us share in that priesthood, the priesthood of the baptized. All of us are meant to offer sacrifice in our lives. We're meant to make Christ present in all sorts of different situations. But today, specifically, we thank God for the ministerial priesthood. The priesthood that I have in this particular way, which the documents of the church say that my priesthood, it exists for the sake of serving your priesthood. I exist for the very sake of being able to help you to be those priests of Jesus Christ that you're called to be. I offer this sacrifice so that throughout your lives and your homes, you can offer your sacrifice. But today, thank God for my brother priests. I thank God for the priest that baptized me. I thank God for the priest who gave me First Holy Communion, the one who confirmed me, that priest who is the archbishop who ordained me. I thank God that he, in his infinite love, is willing to work through imperfect creatures. He's willing to work through me, faults and all, to reach the people he loves so much. Today we thank God for the Holy Eucharist. We thank God for the Holy Priesthood. But then we also want to imitate his love. Right? Because that's the third big mystery of today's feast, is that the Lord of the universe, the God of all creation, the one who is teacher and master and Lord, stripped himself of his garments, wrapped a towel around his waist, and washed the dirty feet of the disciples that were about to desert him. That's the type of love he calls us to. Not just fair weather love, of when my job is secure, when my family is happy, when I'm doing those things that I love to do, when I have full freedom, then I can love. No, no, no. He says, I want you to love when it's most difficult, when you've been betrayed, deserted, hurt. I want you to love in the manner of a servant, not in the manner of this great benefactor of, oh, everything's easy for me, so have what you will. No, no, no. He shows us what love looks like in him putting on the role of the servant. So in these days, we can't shake each other's hands, but we can wash one another's feet. And how do we do that? Well, by being the servant, by being the one who maybe wants to listen before they're heard, maybe being the one that seeks more to understand than to be understood. Everything in that beautiful prayer of St. Francis, that's what our Lord was exemplifying here for us. How in my family, strained relationships that there may be there, difficult tension in the home that I may be experiencing, how there can I love as he loved? How there can I wash the feet of the people I live with? How can I serve them? How can I love them? Because in every single one of those acts of love, we have communion with the God who loves us enough to come and be present with us. In every single one of those acts of love, we end up exercising that priesthood that we were baptized into. And so today, We can't gather here in the church. We're so united. And we're united in that love. That love of a God humble enough to become a servant. That love of a God who is not bound to this place, but is here in a special way waiting for us. Oh, what a joyful day it'll be when we can gather here again. I pray that never again will I have to beg people to sign up for an adoration hour. Because tonight is the night of the agony in the garden. Tonight is that night when he looked at his top three disciples, those three that were with him at all the most special moments, who were asleep. And he said to them, "Could you not stay with me for 1 hour?" Tonight, I pray that wherever we may be, we stay with him for at least 1 hour. That we pray to him, that we say, "God, I know that you're present to me in a special way in the church, but I know that you're present to me in a special way here too. I do not want to desert you. I do not want to betray you. I do not want to run away from you tonight. Instead, I want to watch with you, to pray with you, to love you as you have loved me, so that then I can love the people in my family and in my life that you love so much. And as you, in loving me, in forgiving me all of my sins, have washed my feet, so I want to love those in my life. And during this time, wash their feet as well."